God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
This is, I didn't use Jim McElwain this week, did I? Have we talked about the Jim McElwain story?
Nope.
One of the funnier, more bizarre things. A viral photo made it across the internet and social media of a man looking very intoxicated, not wearing any clothing, on top of a shark in a compromising position.
On a boat.
On a boat. And it looks very, very strikingly similar to Florida head coach Jim McElwain, which is unfortunate for him. Like, I even looking at it right now really close, I think you can tell it's not the guy, but it does on first glance really look like Jim McElwain. So everybody started to assume that it was Jim McElwain, to the point that Jim McElwain had to do an interview denying that he was a naked drunk man in a compromising position on top of a shark. This is why we all go to journalism school right here, to be able to ask these types of questions.
Well, first and foremost, I don't know who it is, but it isn't me.
Clearly. I mean, it's what you're just feeling in general, just that something like this could even get out there and become a story.
Well, I guess that's for you guys to answer. And, you know, in the world we live, what is a story? I just know this. It isn't me.
Two things in the last week that I've seen people have the same reaction to. Like, the reporter here, I'm sure, is thinking in his head, like, man, I went to 4 years of journalism school and worked my butt off so that I could get to this point to ask Jim McElwain if he's naked on top of a shark while drunk on a boat. And the other thing was a Mets reporter. I did see a tweet from a Mets reporter saying, this is exactly why I went to journalism school and did all this work, to be able to ask Matt Harvey questions about a sex toy in his locker.
Yep.
So it's been a great week for journalism.
I guess Deadspin also figured out that the actual Jimmy John from, like, the Jimmy John's restaurants looks exactly like that guy also, and so they've been doing some investigating to see if maybe that's the guy from the picture. So this story is not over yet. Maybe it's Jimmy John.
We'll keep you updated. Jimmy John. We'll keep you updated.
All right, Mitch, you know who's considering a run for president? I assume you see
the
news.
The people's champion.
Yeah. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson considering, or saying that it's a very realistic possibility that he could be running for president. So my question is,
yeah, they've got the wrong wrestler.
Okay. The Miz isn't going to be president.
No, the Miz would be a better option as president.
But
no doubt.
I wanted to ask,
talk about showmanship out of your president, The Miz.
If The Rock were actually going to run, Mitch, who would you want to see as his running mate for vice president?
Oh, boy.
The Miz.
Man, you put me on the spot there. See, not John Cena.
Well, some people think it's going to be The Rock versus John Cena.
That's two different parties, yeah.
So there you go.
It would work out.
Yeah.
Be a heck of a race.
And instead of having an election, why can't they just fight for it?
Does that mean that when, like, any time given some kind of address or anything like that, like
entrance music?
The State of the Union, it would just, the lights would dim,
dun, dun,
and it would just come down with the John Cena song.
Dun, dun,
here comes John Cena! He just busts through the wall like the meme or something, and then addresses the nation.
You've seen the movie Idiocracy?
Uh-huh.
That's a good comparison there.
I'm still going to be Team Miz on this.
Well, it can't be Gallagher because he's not American.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, I would be proclaiming Gallagher as the guy.
All right, Ed Orgeron, he's the head coach of LSU. Some have called him an intense guy. I mean, he's been known to chew somebody out on the sideline once in a while. It happens, you know. You get a little angry by what happens on the field here and there. But it's also known he's a big fan of Monster Energy. He apparently drinks it all the time. Well, he was on the Dan Le Batard show today, his radio show or whatever, and Dan asked him, you know, Ed, how many of these things do you drink a day? Ed says 8 to 10 Monster Energy drinks. And then he drops this quote. if we do something LSU, we're going to do it full speed.
I just am surprised that he's
alive. It turns out that that is about half of what would be considered a lethal dose of caffeine. What is actually a lethal dose. So he's halfway there.
His heart will explode someday.
Man. Yeah, like he's a big guy too. I don't know. Dana Holgorsen keeps a little mini cooler of sugar-free Red Bull on Virginia sideline.
Isn't Monster like a step above Red Bull in terms of how much stuff there actually is in there?
I don't know. I always feel like Red Bull is more potent. I don't know. That's a good question. I'll let you guys ponder that until tomorrow. We'll see you.